Nathan Zegar here at M&T Bank Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-2, losing 24-10 to the Baltimore Ravens. And it was an ugly day for the Cleveland Browns, frankly one that was not good enough for this team. I'm sure head coach Hugh Jackson has more questions than answers after today's performance. It was a strange game. DeShone Kizer missed some time today with a migraine headache, didn't finish the first half, but was able to come back in the second half. Unfortunately, it was a day he'd likely soon want to forget. Kizer threw three interceptions on the day, lost another fumble for four turnovers. Kevin Hogan, who replaced him, did throw a touchdown to David Njoku, but had an interception himself at the end of the first half that turned what should have been a 14-10 game into a 21-7 lead for the Baltimore Ravens. So not a good day. Too many turnovers, five of them. Too many mistakes, too many penalties, too many drops, too many missed opportunities for the Browns today. And the score was 24-10. The game did not really feel that close in the second half as they could not stop the Ravens from running. And Ben Watson, the tight end, absolutely annihilated the Browns. He was the team's leading receiver today. And it goes back to last week. Two tight end touchdowns for Jesse James. The Browns have struggled to stop that position. All in all, a game the Browns will want to forget, turn the page, get to Indianapolis, and hopefully get better. It's one that's going to leave them scratching their head as they left too much out on the field, didn't take care of the football, and didn't play the way this team needs to play if they want to win in the National Football League, certainly on the road here against the Baltimore Ravens. They'll be back at work, I'm sure, tomorrow, trying to get this fixed in a hurry because today wasn't good enough for the 2017 Cleveland Browns. For the latest on your team, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.